The New Hampshire State House has an open door policy. The building is part museum, and visitors are welcome to take in the living history. But as NHPR's Hannah McCarthy found out, some of the most interesting places are kept under lock and key.
There's a door on the third floor of the New Hampshire State House, room 320. It reads, "No Admittance," in chipped black lettering. On an overcast day in April, Speaker of the House Sean Jasper and his Chief of Staff, Terry Poff, unlocked the door. It leads to the dome.
Watch a dome on the top, on the way.
Yes,
up.
I actually have cut my head open up there.
Do you want to come on the tour too?
Can I? Sure, come on.
That's Senator Kevin Avard. He and Senator James Gray joined in at the last minute. It was their first trip above the third floor. Room 320 is actually a stairwell about the width of a janitor's closet, with narrow wrought iron steps leading to the roof.
You're under surveillance, just so you know. Anytime you come up here, we have eyes on the top of the building. We have a couple of different places. This is really neat. The exterior is not.
From here, we have a panoramic view of Concord. The lawmakers pause for pictures with the dome just behind them. New Hampshire's iconic gold leaf dome was recently renovated inside and out, and it took 2 years and $2.5 million to restore it to gleaming condition. We cross the roof to the entrance.
So this is looking.
You come in, but be careful, there's a lot of wiring.
This is the over the top of Reps Hall.
If you look in here.
We're now in a dark, dusty space. This is the attic of the State House, a maze of old wood, wiring, and reinforced beams left over from the renovation. Terry Poff points into a dim recess.
You can see it actually that far. And see the half round? That's the old State House, the original one. The portico is built over the top of that. So when you look at that,
when they built the current dome during the Civil War, Poff says, they rested it unsecured, held in place by its own weight, like the turret on a battleship.
We'll bring you topside for a minute. Sticking with our nautical theme.
Poff opens a narrow door to a cramped spiral staircase, and we climb still upward into the drum. That's the lower part of the dome, a room with large arched windows.
More stairs.
Good thing I work out.
The space is bright and carpeted, with lanterns hanging from the high ceiling. There's even a bench for leisurely viewing at the big windows. It's pretty quiet up here these days, but Jasper says it wasn't always that way.
Back in the days when everybody wasn't afraid of their own shadow, Mrs. Thompson would have tea parties up here. Yes.
That's Gail Thompson, wife of former Governor Mel Thompson. It's hard to imagine climbing those stairs in heels, let alone with trays of teacups. The days of dome parties are long over, and there aren't any plans to revive them. But the space still offers one perk for the few who make it up to the next floor. Into the dome itself.
The governor hasn't signed. Hey, Mr. Speaker, where'd you sign up here?
I don't know.
Dimly lit by porthole windows, you can make out signatures on the curved walls of the dome's interior. They're scrawled in marker and pen, carved into the wood, or painted in block letters. The names of governors, senators, representatives, and state house employees cover the walls and windowsills, dating back to the early 20th century. But the truly coveted place to leave your John Hancock is one floor up. This is the tiny cupola, called the lantern. You can't get any higher in Concord, unless, of course, you're a gilded eagle. On a landing just big enough for one, you get a slightly dizzying view of the city from far above. And if Terry Poff happens to have a pen on him...
Just anywhere?
Anywhere you want.
Okay.
The field trip is kept short. For most people, dome access comes with the caveat of being a civil servant with a ton of work.
It's a lot of history.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to be part of it, too.
It is. It really is quite a club.
For a bunch of lawmakers, a visit to the dome did a pretty good job of keeping things apolitical. At least, this time around.
We just had a meeting on the roof.
The speaker takes you up on the roof to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Hold on to a rail.
Thank you, Mrs. Speaker.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.
And you can see a 360-degree view from the dome online at nhpr.org. I'm Rick Anley, and this is Morning Edition from NHPR.